Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated June 24th, 2016. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, it looks like this week Asclepius is still on vacation, so I'm here all alone again. And I hope y'all don't mind, it's been a few weeks. And I'm not sure if he's coming back next week or the week after, but it'll be good stuff when we get our beloved Asclepius back, that is for sure. So, we got a nice update this week. After another week of playing, it's always fun. Just still getting the hang of the crafting system and the harvesting system. Well, you know, it seems each time we have a wipe, I have to start out slow again, so just been working the old skinning and all those kind of things. Works out really good when you're busy fighting. You can skin everything you kill. So, two things in one there for me anyway. So, we got update of the Avatar number 182. And looking at a 15% summer bonus. New Solace Bridge. Brittany Estates and Wharfs. Polished Elven Armor and Robes. Soda Con 2016 and more. So awesome stuff going on here. Let's start out with announcing the 15% summer bonus. If you were thinking of purchasing or upgrading a pledge or player-owned town before they expire, now is the time to do it. Between now and the summer 2016 expiration event part 2, we are offering a 15% bonus on all purchases. Here are the details. For all new purchases, including pledges, pledge upgrades, add-on items, player-owned towns, player-owned town upgrades, make-a-difference items, and service vouchers between 12 a.m. CDT, June 24th, 2016, and midnight CDT, 5 o'clock UTC, August 22nd, 2016, we will add an additional 15% bonus to your store credit. You can use your store credit towards additional purchases, which include pledges, pledge upgrades, add-on items, player-owned towns, and player-owned town upgrades. Note, the 15% bonus is calculated every day at 1 p.m. CDT for any purchases within the previous 24 hours and added to your store credit account. Store credit cannot be applied towards a purchase of service vouchers or make-a-difference items. So, good stuff there, though. So a very, very good time to pick up some of that new stuff we've been seeing on the store, and I definitely have some work to do, so that's good news. I build the credits back up a little bit, so yeah. You can use the 15% bonus to save on your next purchase. For example, if you have the $45 Adventurer Pledge and you really want to upgrade to the $90 Royal Artisan Pledge, you could normally pay the extra $45 for the upgrade, but using the 15% bonus, you could immediately save $5. To do so, you would just first purchase $40 worth of store credit gift coupons via PayPal, Amazon, Bitcoin, or credit card, excluding existing store credit. Then use the Convert to Credits option on your account page to transform the store credit gift coupons into store credit. And within 24 hours, an additional $6 bonus, and that's $40 times 15%, would be applied to your store credit account, bringing it up to $46. You would then use $45 of store credit to upgrade to the $90 Royal Artisan Pledge. So look at that, see? So that'll give you a little bit of a bonus and a little bit easier to move on up. And also, you know, thinking of the $6, there's quite a few items you could buy. You know, some of that new furniture that's on the store is, I think, only $2. I think I bought a couple of those nice little cobalt tables, I think they were, and they were really nice sized for stuff. So yeah, a lot of great stuff on the store right now. And another thing that I've been very excited about is they've actually got containers on the store, and that's something that is very hard to come by when you first start a new character, having a place to put all your stuff so you can get going. So it's kind of a little head start there if you do that. All right, so we've got the next thing here. Welcome back to Solace Bridge, from a dev post by Scott Lum Jennings. As part of the next release, we're currently redoing the Solace Bridge sequence of the Path of Love tutorial. Since this may be relevant to the interests of this forum, here's what we have implemented. at Attenwood and crew just started killing my hopes and dreams with it today. No more help windows with text. Players tend to ignore them and turn them off. And with a new reticle system, they're difficult to interact with. We are keeping them post-tutorial for R31, but we'll continue to evaluate them. Help is in your face. Here is an example of what you will see instead. Now, there's a picture here, and it's literally the guy saying, type your name. You can tell Charlotte whatever name you like. So there, right there, the character that you're interacting with is telling you what to do, what to type. A little bit invasive to your gameplay, but very handy if you don't really know what to do. So excellent. I actually think that's a better way to go, because I'm the first one to close my tutorial. I say I just turn that check right off. I don't need this, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, I'm probably missing all kind of things that got changed. So this is definitely a better way to do it for most of us people that don't have the patience to read every little thing. So it's kind of nice when it's kind of thrown into the conversation. I like that. That's a good idea. Okay, so instead, it makes more sense to practice combat on, you know, things that try to kill you. So we've ramped up the number of undead on Solace Bridge from 4 to 12-ish and have them be more active. You get context-sensitive hints for moving and firing your bow as you move down the bridge. Wait, 12 undead as a new player? What? Well, you have help. Edward no longer just magically clones himself. Instead, he will fight alongside you, well ahead of you. He tanks and could probably take on the bridge by himself, since having him die during the tutorial would be rude, and accompanies you on the other side where you could meet him previously. He also gives you 250 arrows to start with, so no more scavenging around for enough arrows just to finish the scene with. But Lum, I don't want to use a bow. That's fine. As mentioned earlier, we've placed a weapon rack in the scene so you can select whatever starting weapon you'd like. Sword, polearm, mace, and shield. You don't start with any skills for them, but if you know you wanted to use them anyway, it's probably not a concern. You're still prompted to use a bow and have basic skills for them. And little throw out here. Don't forget about the staves and wands. I didn't see that on the list, so yeah, I would love to be able to pick up a staff to begin with. What about that kid, anyway? As part of making the scene in general more interesting, have more to do, we've introduced a brief quest where Charlotte Gray, the child in Solace Bridge, now must be saved from the battle by you. You can decline to do so or get her killed, and all of these choices will have the appropriate consequences. Ooh, that sounds fun. We look forward to seeing your reaction to this moving forward, since much of it is directly based on your feedback. And that is so true. There has been a lot of threads about the tutorials and just not that helpful. So this is very awesome that we're getting some more solid tutorials and some more solid things to do in our beginning quest. So that'll be awesome. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that one. To start a new character up on that next release. All right. The making of Brittany Estates. Note, Brittany Estates is primarily comprised of city-sized lots and is scheduled to go live in release 32. From a Dev Plus forum post by Richard Matey. Just wanted to give you guys some more screenshots for the last week of work. Just over 50% done, but I feel it has an established style and look that is unique to this zone. And we have some awesome pictures here. Of course, beautiful red flowers. I haven't seen those in game yet. That's nice. And some awesome looking housing there. It's definitely for the more wealthy folks. Beautiful waterways there. Got some kind of fountains that are more like walkway fountains. They're beautiful. And a nice statue. Gorgeous. Ooh, a bear statue. That's neat. And a nice, a tiered waterfall. That's awesome. Beautiful. All I can say. Gorgeous stuff. And every new scene we're seeing in game just keeps getting better. You know, they're doing a great job with these scenes and making them all unique too, which is very important to people. You know, it's nice to go to places that all look different. So that's also something that's awesome to see. Okay, so now we have the making of Brittany Wharfs. Note, Brittany Wharfs is a center of commerce for Greater Brittany and is mostly comprised of town-sized lots. It is scheduled to go live in release 31. From a Dev Plus forum post by Esteban, Sorceress Steve Zalzavar. Update on Brittany Wharfs. Hey guys, Sorceress Steve here once again to give you the latest scoop on the Brittany Wharfs. Now, this week's update on the Wharfs is pretty jam-packed with screenshots as the map approaches completion for this upcoming release, including a top-down view of player properties and the overall map layout. So this is a very nice map, so you can kind of get a layout of what kind of lots are there, and there definitely are a lot of, I would guess those are town-sized lots, literally a lot. There's over 20 or 30 of them even, so that's great. Another great place for an option for people with the town lots in the Brittany area too, which is very, very choice property. So that's great. Some more beautiful scenes of the town itself here. And overlooking the harbor, a protective fort looks out to sea, protecting the vital trade market of the Brittany Wharfs. And lots of nice ship ports going on here. Yeah, we're really getting some life into these towns. This is great. Water communities in the north side of Brittany Wharfs with 30 water lots. The Brittany Wharfs is a must-go-to place for the water property lovers. So there you go. That's aside from Kingsport, we've got another one with a lot of water lots. You've got Brittany Wharfs. Very cool. All right, so then we've got some more here. The warehouse district, pictured right below the gate to Brittany, rumors abound of a black market in the area filled with notorious activity and contraband smuggling. The dark side of the merchants and trade that keep the Brittany Wharfs alive. So, I wonder if there's any thieves or any dangerous folk hiding around there to possibly attack you in the midst of this, some of these alleyways. I don't know, that'd be something cool, different, you know, I'd like that. Remind me of Baldur's Gate type things where you have little dangerous people lurking around, especially at night. You know how it is at night, it's just a little more dangerous. Oh, I love it. All right, so, and then we got the waterfront property right next to the harbor. That's gorgeous. Merchants who make their lives on bargain and trade live in the wharfs, prospering from the rich trade in the area. And then we have the Rust Satyr Inn, a place for merchants and sailors to sit down and have a drink after a long day at the harbor. That's great. Nice new inn. There's some nice looking new housing on there. I've yet to see. I need to see if any of the doors are openable yet. I love these new housing looks. They're very cool. Very cool indeed. Okay, we've got open areas for players are plentiful in the wharfs, from outdoor water patios to small stages, all focused on providing the best commodity for players. On the upper left, you can catch a glimpse of a Duke Island lot. So, yeah, there you go. See that? Beautiful. Totally gorgeous. These stairways and the paths, it's just a very good job on that city for sure. Just coming together nicely. Can't wait till the whole thing's done. You can just see how big it is and see how it connects. That'd be cool. All right, so we continue on. We have some polished elven armor. As a part of our rework of the avatars, we are steadily progressing through many of the clothing and armor items to improve their visual quality. We periodically update the progress of this effort. From a Dev Plus forum post by Fletcher Skullmuncher 34 Kinnear. Hey guys, just got done with a revamp of the elven fighter armor. More on the way in the near future, and it is very nice. Look at that. I don't remember seeing the helmet before. It looks great. Nice and green. It's very ranger looking. It's very nice. So cool stuff there. And the elven armor, there's a little clicker. You can click onto it and kind of move it around yourself. It's very nice. And here's one that makes me jealous. The Elven Mage Robes by Shroud of the Avatar. Look at the robe. That is nice. Now, why don't we have that for our non-elven folk? That is beautiful. Oh, yeah, and I didn't, I don't think I got myself the elven stretch goal, I think it was. I didn't get that because I wasn't planning on playing an elf, and I wasn't planning on using a bow, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that made me not do that, but now it's like, oh, this robe would have been beautiful. We'll keep waiting. Now they got one robe down, maybe we can get some more. So that's awesome. I'm just sitting here drooling. Oh, good stuff. All right, so we're getting close. All right, so here's a great event coming here. We've got Prism in-game event, Remembrance of the 49 Victims of the Orlando Shooting Massacre. Yeah, a very big tragedy here in the States. The worst mass shooting in recent American history occurred on June 12, 2016, when 49 people were killed at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The New York Daily News published from this composite image of these victims. So there's a picture of all the victims. It's just really heartbreaking, sad. I remember reading through this and tearing. It's just, yeah, the stories of these people are just so sad. Community member Lace is postponing her Battle of the Bands event in order to hold a solidary march at 1 p.m. CDT June 25th, 2016, that's tomorrow, in remembrance of those who lost their lives, those who are still fighting for their lives, and for the friends and families of all those affected. Here's an excerpt from the Release 30 Events Forum post. We will meet in Brittany, and I will give exact coordinates once I have mapped out a route for the march. Torches, for those that need them, will be handed out. May I request a few volunteers to hand them out? I will purchase the NP, no need folks to be on hand out duty, on handout duty. Oof. See the original post to volunteer. So that's good stuff. The plan is to assemble at 1 p.m. New NBT time to do a brief march through the city, taking approximately 15 minutes or less. At the end of the route, I will ask for any that wish to speak to come forward. Say whatever's on your mind. We would all welcome it. I would ask for you to prepare your speech so that you can cut and paste it to chat rather than going off the cuff and typing. It will keep things brief and allow more to speak that wish to do so. At approximately 2 p.m. NBT time, in conjunction with the Avatars Radio, we will host a dance party for 1 hour so the healing energy can flow among us all. I'm looking for perhaps someone with a larger lot for the dance party that would be willing to host it so that we can have in-game radios. Let me know if you're willing to host on your lot. Would like a town or higher, but village can work as well. Community member Spoon has volunteered his Brittany town lot. Very nice. Wear whatever you like, but if you would like to be flamboyant and need materials for dyes, I have a stock and I've been selling, but would be willing to donate some of the maple or pine barks, etc., to make dyes. Send me an in-game tale to Lace Delamorte or at Lace on the forums, and I will do what I can till I run out. Do not feel you have to be flamboyant. If you want to be a warrior marching with us, that is most welcome, as I want to promote this as brothers and sisters in arms, regardless of dress. And Twitch streamers are very welcome. And see the original post for additional details. Very awesome event. And it's great of Lace to do that. This is a very somber period here we're going through. So that's awesome. Good stuff there. All right, moving on, we have SodaCon 2016. So this is awesome. It's the Shroud of the Avatar Convention, I guess they're calling it. From a forum post by Violation Kaluth, we're happy to announce the first annual Shroud of the Avatar Convention in 2016 to take place on November 4th through 6th, 2016 in Baltimore, Maryland. This convention will be one of our making as a community. The schedule pending announcement based on funding has a lot of exciting opportunities and our ambitions are grand. What we know for sure at this point, players will be there. The goal for this con is to create a Shroud of the Avatar themed gathering on the East Coast so that players and developers can come together, grow together, and share ideas. What we don't want is people to attend thinking that there will be big sponsors and expensive swag bags. The goal is to simply come together, make friends, have a great time, and talk about Shroud of the Avatar. We are asking for funding for the event and everyone to let us know if they are able to attend. The hotel we have offers group rates for rooms, and we would love to make sure everyone gets the best deal possible. We need people to stay at the hotel to get the best price for the convention rooms. Some of the things we have in the works. At least someone from Pax Lair, Port Phoenix, Avatars Radio, NBNN, and many other communities have committed to attendance. At least 3 developers have committed to attendance. Potentially, we will recreate a board game using the map of Novia as a board. Wow. Group gaming opportunities, potentially group meals with garb encouraged, vendors from the Soda community, potentially a kid-friendly area, potentially, huh? A first-year exclusive attendance reward will be given out at the event. Oh, isn't that cool? Very cool stuff. We need volunteers, both local to the area, to help with logistics and planning, and others to help facilitate a smooth and enjoyable time for everyone. We also need financial backing, as well As attendees, I would like to thank the three people who have already committed to helping this project. A special thanks to At Winfield for being a sounding board for the last 5 or so months that we've been planning this. We are excited for this event and can't wait to see everyone and have a great time. I would also like to thank At Darkstar for his initial support and At Barrick for his current and future support and making sure we can have Portalarium in attendance. Please visit sotacon.org for more information. If you would like to attend or volunteer, please get a hold of me. More details will come in the near future. So that sounds very awesome. And for anybody on the East Coast or able to travel to the East Coast, that will be a lot of fun. That's awesome stuff. Always good to meet people that you talk to so much you just don't actually see. So it really just a great time could be had there. All right, so we've got here next, more swag. The Viking 2-story village home with dual balconies. Wow-wee, and that's gorgeous. And our line of Viking homes is this beautiful 2-story village home with 2 rooms on the first floor, a single large room on the second floor, and both a front and rear balcony on the second floor available now is in the add-on store. Now, this is a house I need to take a look at. It sounds like it's got rooms. And you know me, I love rooms in my house, so I can decorate rooms and, you know, the whole thing for me is rooms. I don't know why. I've just always liked them. So that sounds like a great house for me. It's beautiful. I got plenty of space, so I'm going to take a look at that as soon as I can get into hometown and see it. So good stuff there. Awesome. Awesome. All right. And perfect time for the 15% bonus, too. So look at that. All right. So now we've got here, time is running out. The 33-day countdown to the summer of 2016 expiration event part 1. As we march toward the final wipe and lot selection milestone, we are having a summer 2016 expiration event into 2 parts. Summer 2000 expiration event part 1 at midnight CDT on July 27, 2016. We're expiring the homes and basements from the Ancestor, Edelman, Ninth Marshal, Lord Marshal, Duke, and Lord of the Manor 2 pledges. We are also expiring new player-owned town upgrades of existing POTs will continue to be available. All other rewards, including tax free property deeds that are currently available in the remaining pledges will continue to be available. The final wipe of all game data will also occur at midnight CDT on July 27th. To commemorate this momentous milestone, we are holding a 12-hour summer telethon part 1, starting at 12 p.m. CDT and running right up to the final wipe at midnight CDT. Summer 2016 expiration event part 2. At midnight CDT on August 22nd, 2016, we are expiring all remaining pledges, including Adventurer, Founder, Royal Artisan, Explorer, Ancestor, Edelman, Knight Marshal, Lord Marshal, Duke, and Lord of the Manor 2. To commemorate the final expiration of all remaining pledges, we are holding a 12-hour summer telethon part 2, starting at 12 p.m. CDT and running right up until the final pledge expirations at midnight CDT. So very good stuff. Remember, that's getting closer and closer and closer. We're down to a month, 33 days. And that's also good stuff. Final wipe coming up. always looking forward to that myself. It would definitely get me into the game a lot more if I knew things were going to stay. Oh boy, it's good stuff. All right, so good news there. And we continue to talk about that each week until we get to it. All right, so now we have the Sword of Midras Soda novel for hardcover, Kindle, Nook, and audiobook. So here we go, our upgraded book here. The Sword of Midras by Tracy Hickman and Richard Garriott is a revised and expanded version of the Blade of the Avatar novel originally included in Pledge Rewards through May 31st, 2015. The expanded The Sword of Midras includes 4 additional chapters not seen in the Pledge Reward version of Blade of the Avatar, extending and elaborating on key elements of the story. So again, if you want to see what happens in some more details there, that book is available now. And also here, it looks like there's an audio version of it as well, which is awesome. The release date is June 21st, 2016 by Tor Books. The hardcover, Kindle, and Nook versions by Tor Books are available now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Release date for the unabridged audiobook version is July 12th, 2016. With pre-orders available now at audible.com. Here is a sample of the audiobook on SoundGlad. There you go, a little sampler to play. And awesome stuff. Oh, I love it. Audiobooks are so handy, you know, because you can play them while you're on the road or while you're at work, you know, kind of boring through the day. I love audiobooks. They're great. Okay, and note the original Blade of the Avatar novel has already been delivered as an electronic PDF to all pledges prior to May 31st, 2015, when it expired. For those who qualify for this reward, you can find the link to the PDF on your SOTA website account page, Special Rewards tab for download. The physical and signed versions of the novel that are rewards at the Patreon and Citizen level up through May 31st, 2015 will be a paperback print version of the original Blade of the Avatar novel that has been delivered as an electronic PDF. The physical reward will be delivered to backers at the same time that all physical rewards are delivered, which currently is expected towards the end of this year. Some backers have asked if they will receive the Sword of Mydras or the four additional chapters that were written for it as part of their Blade of the Avatar novel pledge reward. Unfortunately, Portalarium is contractually not at liberty to distribute the Sword of Mydras or the additional chapters in print or electronic form as part of our original pledge rewards. This was a requirement in order to procure a mass market book publishing agreement with a major book publisher. We felt the mass market distribution of Sword of Mydras was critically important to help increase the worldwide exposure of Shroud of the Avatar. If Sword of Mydras is successful, it will help introduce many readers to our game and potentially bring them in as new players, which in the long term is a great benefit for the game and the community. So there you go. Just continuing to FYI there as to why the whole story is not included in the original pledge rewards. And that was a big thread there about that, and great explanation, of course. You know, getting more exposure to our game is very, very, very important to everyone. You know, we want our game to succeed, we want it to last, we want it to survive, and we want all five chapters to be vibrant, beautiful, and very, very popular. So, the more people, the better. All right, so we've got now, next, we have upcoming events. So, here we go. On June 30th, we have release 31. That's coming up next week. Good stuff. On July 27th, we have the Summer Telethon Part 1. On July 28th, we have release 32, Lot Selection Time. That's a very important release there. Take some days off, take some vacation. I'm going to do some, I think. And then on August 22nd, we have the Summer Telethon Part 2. And on August 25th, we have release 33. August 26th, we have SyndCon 2016. On September the 2nd, we have DragonCon 2016. And on September 21st, we have Austin Games Conference. On September 29th is release 34. Alright, so we have here, next we have community activities. Visit the official community calendar to see the great lineup of activities of our amazing community has planned for the weekend. And be sure to check out the release 30 events thread in the SOTA forum for additional events. The event of the week is EVL Siege Wars. This Friday, June 24th, EVL will be holding their first ever Siege Wars in the Forsaken Forest, entered through the player-owned town of Brickport. We invite everyone that is interested in PvP, no matter what their level, to come and join us for a night of fun. We will have two towers, two relics, and two teams. The teams will battle against each other in a struggle to defend the relic in their own tower, while at the same time attempting to capture the enemy team's relic. The teleport point for the evening is Jarlaxle. We will get things started at 8 p.m. server time. Hope to see you there. So that sounds like a lot of fun. A little bit of a takeaway there going on. Be curious what they use for a relic. I like those. The creativity going on with some of these quests is just awesome. So good stuff there. Be sure to join that event there. That'll be fun. And more details, of course, there if you want to read about it in the release 30 events. And I'm sure there's also a thread on it there in the forums. So there you go. Click on the links and see where they take you. All right, so we have here community resources, players helping players. The official SOTA New Player Welcome Forum and the Player Created Resources Forum have the best player created resources for Shroud of the Avatar, whether it's a player written guide, a video walkthrough, or a wiki type website. The resource of the week is the New Britannia News Network. NBNN is New Britannia's premier video streaming news network. This community effort mobilizes streamers into a global endeavor of promotion for the greater Shroud of the Avatar community. Whether it be the latest news or a revealing interview, NBNN never fails to surprise. And much to my surprise, while visiting their site, they have a decent number of maps to peruse. Check it out, friends. So another great resource. and lots of great resources. If you click on the link there, you can see all of them. There's lots of crafting, etc. All the stuff you want to find out about. If you want to buy all the recipes in game, grab one of those. Yeah, lots of good stuff. I've used it myself. All right, so then we've got here, another reminder, backers shipping addresses. In preparation for shipping backers physical pledge rewards later this year, we have added shipping address fields to your account profile page. To enter your shipping address, log into the Soda website, select account in the top right corner, and then select edit profile located in the top left corner beneath your avatar image. For country and regional tax assessment purposes, our tax accountants have required that we start collecting a buyer's physical shipping address for all purchases, whether digital or physical. We've tried to streamline that process as much as possible so that once you've entered a physical address, we will pre-populate the address fields with your default address. So be sure and take care of that before the physical goods go out. You do not want to miss them. They're going to be awesome. All right. Recommended projects to back. Crowfall's first ever telethon. Get ready for Crowfall's first ever telethon. Our friends over at Crowfall, are having their first ever telethon. We wish them the best with their fundraising goals. Be sure to tune in during their 12-hour telecast and lend your support. And be sure to suggest that Gordon and Todd sing, dance, or take a shot at the backer as the backers pledge their support. Here's an excerpt from Crowfall's live post. So there's a link for that there. The Artcraft office is swirling with activity as we prepare for the first ever Crowfall live on Monday, June 27th, 2016 at 8 a.m. Central. All right, that's coming up next week. We don't want to spoil any surprises, so we can't show any of the works in progress. But here is a teaser shot from our newly installed Ace Studio, i.e. the big closet that we were using a week ago for storage. So yes, Crowfall, definitely an awesome game. I've heard a lot of good about it, and I've actually looked at some of the previews on it, and definitely something to take a peek at and see where that game is going. Also, we've got props to our video producer, John Gibson, and our new production intern, Max Lancaster, for pulling this together. Here are some of the things we have in store for you during the live stream. A partnership announcement, surprise guests, design reveals, new information about both systems and content, live demonstrations from our amazing artists, Beat the Dev playtests, Murder of Crowns Live, more information on this soon, future plans for Ace, hourly prizes and sales, and even more. This 12-hour Crowfall Live event will begin at 8 a.m. Central, so drop in as often and for as long as you can throughout the day on Monday, June 27th at twitch.tv/crowfallgame. Jeez, I can get that right. Come join us for what promises to be a great time. Todd and Gordon, co-founders of Ace. So very good there. All interested. Hopefully you have some time to do that during the day. It sounds like it's on 27th, which is, according to my little calendar, Monday. Ooh, lousy. I love Mondays. Okay, so next on the agenda and final on the agenda is the Zounce Kickstarter Shroud of the Avatar Special. We're excited to announce that Zounce is offering a free Shroud of the Avatar style when you support their unique speaker system Kickstarter campaign. The Zounce system is fantastic at delivering great sound, looks really cool wherever it's placed, and supports custom themes, including a really sweet Shroud of the Avatar theme. We even have a soda-styled Zounce in our office. And yes, definitely see that on the some of the videos, I would assume. And I just can't remember. It's funny how they say they've got these things, and then I forget, because it's been a while since I've watched a telethon or anything. So yeah, keep an eye out for that if you want to see what it looks like. So good stuff. Excellent news. That's it, isn't it? Wow, we already got through it. Sometimes I think I just blast through this too fast. What can I do? I'm all alone. I don't have anybody to bounce anything off. As they were saying, I should get some help. But here I am, all alone. But you know, the weekends are a little bit crazy for people, and I know that. And a lot of the people I've had guests in the past are busy playing other things right now. I'll tell you that right now, because we're still waiting on final wipe to really get serious. And I know that's not what we should be saying here, but honestly, that's just where I am. I do play, though. I get on at least once a week, And I know that's not much, but I get on just enough to play around, see if my mage is any stronger, see if my crafting gives me any additional criticals, and you know the fun stuff, you know? All the things you can just go out and just look around. There's just so much to see. This game is utterly awesome. So I guess that will cover this week. Well, we'll take us out since there's nobody to say, I got something else to say. Nobody's got nothing to say? Okay, I'll take us out. The awesome background music you're hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teagle for the technical work on the newscast. Please support Avatars Radio. The radio needs your support to continue to make the magic of this program, podcast, music, and events possible. Please go to avatarsradio.com and click on the Patreon link. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith with Echoes from the Caverns.